Hello and welcome to season two of the Jaw Dropping Podcast. The podcast all about strange news stories, peculiar facts and perplexing oddities. And once again, I'm joined by my two wonderful friends, Will and John.
Safe, Wagwan.
Wagwan in a man. Yeah. Can I just point out that I feel like we should be doing seasons that coincide with the actual seasons, because I feel like we started in the summer and now it's season two and it's still summer. Although when we started, it weren't summer, was it? We're talking spring. So technically,
So this is our summer season, is it?
This is like this. This is a summer
festival. I suppose we are, what, a couple of days into July. So if we manage to get one out every week from July until the end of sort of end of August, then yeah.
That is like sort of seasons, isn't it?
That is kind of seasons,
Don't be expecting no season in IB for us, so don't expect no music and party scenes, though, viewers. I'm out here looking like a fucking... Well, I'm just a head on screen today. My actual head, not my knob head, because that'd be...
Although that's again, starting episode one of season two, 30 seconds in, and John's already talking about his dick.
Wait, that doesn't mean to go on just like we did before, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So how have you both been? We've had a bit of time off, haven't we? Because we've all been a bit busy with the old work.
I actually ended up in Poole and I went down to Sandbanks on the one day. It was, well, I say one day, you know, we had the, it was like 30 and then it went to like 16.
Yeah,
I ended up going on the day. It was 16. Fuck all was open.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, it was just... The highlight of it was, and Harry Redknapp, don't sue me, because I was just driving around in circles, trying to find his house down on Sandbanks. And I didn't realise that I could have just walked down along the beach behind his gaff. And apparently, like, people just walk past and just be like, all right, Harry. And he's like, puts his thumbs up. I feel like
it's fine. All the sandbags is going to be underwater anyway. Sandbanks is going to be underwater soon anyway.
Have you not? What they done?
What have they done?
I've pumped it up full of fucking helium underneath in like these balloons, and when it comes, it's just going to rise above.
I reckon they should do that for the whole of the UK.
Have they actually done this?
No, have they? Fuck.
Oh. It's like there's no way that could be true.
Fucking hell. Too trusting.
That was so quite quick thinking from you, John.
Was it? Cheers.
Good job, mate. Good
job. It was. Right, are you ready for the first news story?
Always.
Right, first news story. Kellogg's has launched a new flavour of breakfast cereal.
Right.
What flavour is it, mate?
Can I quickly just throw in an absolute mind-boggling fact about Kellogg's? Yeah. Do you know what Kellogg's was invented for? Kellogg's.
Yeah, well, can I try and guess? Because I think I might have heard the story.
Go on, then.
Were they not invented to go in mattresses for like choir boys and Catholic youngsters to so that they wouldn't masturbate because it would be so loud?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's like they put it in the mattresses, but yes, it was an they were invented for anti-masturbation purposes. I swear to God, look it up. Because that was going to be one of my interesting facts. And I was like, I can't fucking believe this. But, so can I therefore guess the new flavour of...
Oh, Christ.
Kellogg? Is it the sweet taste of choir boy spunk?
Oh, no. No,
Is it guava?
No.
Is it... it's going to be like a type of wheat, isn't it? Have they put a picture of Vanessa Hudgens at... Hang on, that's not the fucking... Who's our ex-Prime Minister? You know, the fields of wheat.
Theresa May?
Theresa May, that's it.
Who did you say it was?
I don't know, just some... Who the fuck's Vanessa Hudgens?
I don't know.
Vanessa Hudgens is from... is she in that Spice Girls or Steps or something?
Well, American actress.
Is it?
She rose to fame portraying Gabriella Montez in the High School Musical film series.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that was close.
Is she a bit of salt?
Yeah, she had a.
Well,
she had
very like a, much up to you to decide, John.
She had like a naked leak, naked picture leak, didn't she?
Back in the day. Well, I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know anything.
Yeah,
about
of course
that.
She fucking wouldn't. I could see you literally deleting the tab on your computer without the fappening.
No, so they've decided to make onions.
Oh, can I have one final guess? Oh, I think it's onion and... Oh, I don't know. I was going to guess cannabis. That's what I was going to guess.
No, it's onion-flavoured breakfast cereal.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because I've woke up every morning and go, you know what I fancy for breakfast? Fucking onion.
Yeah. So Kellogg's Chaka onion-flavoured cornflakes are being sold in Korea after fans of the popular breakfast cereal voted for the eye-watering bizarre new flavour. They voted for onion.
Yeah, it's Korea, isn't it?
You've got to understand, Alex, that the Koreans developed Kim Jong-un. So,
a different Korea.
Well, I don't know. It's still politics. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's a different country.
What, Korea?
Yeah, well, there's South Korea and then there's North Korea. Yeah. And they are completely opposite countries.
Yeah, because one's like Marmite and one's like, I don't know, butter.
Marmite? Are you suggesting that people either love or hate North Korea?
Yes. Yeah, I am. Because I imagine there's some people, a bit like the Nazism, where they idolised Hitler. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sure there's some very radical, albeit mentally challenged people that think he's a good egg.
I'm not sure there's that many people that actually are given the choice to decide whether they think he's a good egg or not.
No, they're just told he is a good egg.
Well, that basketball player, he don't give a toss, does he? He is straight up balling over there. What's his name? He's a weird fucker, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name is, but did he not go around hold basketball trials and stuff out there in North Korea. It's like that film, The Interview. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yes, I love that film.
Yeah. That's very, very similar to... But the funny thing is that there were rumours ages ago that Kim Jong-un, loved basketball, and that's why that was featured in the film, that he had a basketball hoop in his backyard. Really? And actually, it turns out that he really does love it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, his best mate, type it in now, is an NBA sports star that used to play for the fucking Lakers, mate.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to pretend I know who the Lakers are, as I don't really follow basketball at all. There we are. So that's the new breakfast cereal that's come out.
Oh, onions, I'll pass on that, sir.
Yeah. I mean, I love pickled onion Monster Munch. Do you like that? How was
it? Different having Monster Munch than
rather shave the dead skin off my nan's foot and put that in a bowl and add milk. Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't,
because old people have got they've got that corny smell, haven't they? You know, they've just got that old smell. It's like stale sour milk.
Off breakfast cereal, Shreddies popping in your underpants, they hide the smell of your flatulence from when you fart.
Wow. I so want to try that. Hang on, are you shitting me?
No, I mean, this is what it says here on this highly trusted website, app.businessinsider.com, that is something that happens.
So, hang on, how did they even test that? Well, someone just one day went, I'm going to stick them down my pants, let one rip and see if it's good.
Well, to see if it's not bad, basically.
Oh, dirty.
A hilarious invention I found as well for you, because I thought we only did that once, didn't we, with the funny
inventions. Yeah, I quite like the inventions and mad history. Quite a lot of mad history as well.
Yeah. So this one, okay, these are called Fundies. What do you think Fundies are?
I have a feeling it's got an inflatable penis attached to it.
No.
Well, I presume there's some sort of underwear, perhaps, that are more fun for another reason. Are they like made out of food or something?
No, you're right on the underwear. They're underwear, but for two. These underwear are built to hold two people.
What?
For the underwear to fit two people.
Yeah.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Are these made for them conjoined twins that we talked about?
No. They're made...
Why is that fun? In whose mind is that fun?
So, like, you know, you and your missus are getting a bit like, oh, let's just pop our fundies on. And
you're literally joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know, you'd never hear the end of that. Imagine that. Imagine one of your mates, like missus, getting that and making him put that on. And, they'd be eaten alive. They'd rinse them.
It says, that on the packaging, it says, twice the fun. Half the fun is getting in them. The other half's up to you.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure I'm particularly... That's one of those inventions that someone's come up with something and just without really thinking it through that much, mm. has just sort of gone, yeah, let's go for it. Let's make that a business. And evidently it's a completely flawed idea, isn't it? But it does lead me to a question. If either of you two had to share... Yeah. One section of clothing with your missus, what would it be? Be it t-shirts, blouses, dresses, trousers, underwear. What would you choose? But basically, you had to take all of their current wardrobe with that section of clothes, and that's the only thing that you could wear in that department of clothing from now on for the rest of your life.
Fucking hell.
Well, it'd have to be like trousers, wouldn't it? Like jeans and shit.
You think I could fit into Matilda's trousers?
But to be fair, like I'm a lot smaller than Laura, so
I would have.
Yeah, you'd probably get away with it, wouldn't you, Alex? Actually,
mate, you'd have to wear about fucking. He's tiny. You'd have to wear a fucking belt. But you'd just be. You couldn't wear. Yeah, I'd fuck. I don't know. I would probably say. I think I'd have to go for...
Bras, because you wouldn't wear them, would you? You don't need to.
No, but do you have to wear them?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to wear them. Okay.
Can I wear socks? Can we do same socks?
No, come on. Don't bottle that. I'll tell you what I went for. I'd go for underwear.
That's what I was going to say.
I'd go for underwear. Because nobody can see it on the outside.
Yeah.
And I reckon I could get on board with some of that.
Yeah, like the boyfriend.
Underwear, isn't it?
Boxers, but the thongs and that, to be fair, all you'd have to do really is just slip your bollocks and dick around the outside of it and just have it like to the side, and hopefully it don't slowly cut you in half as the day goes on.
I've just sent you the link for...
I'll have a look at them, Alex, because just amusement really.
What are they suggesting that you could do in that?
You couldn't even do missionary in them. So just to explain to the viewers what's going on, undies for two is it's basically just a giant set of pants with a man facing forwards and a woman facing forwards. And, they've just got these pants on, but they're, like, facing each other. And I would say that's probably at maximum stretch. So if they're trying to insinuate that you could, get in there somewhere... They'd have to give me a manual.
Right, I'm going to have a look at some of the customer reviews.
Oh, brilliant.
See what's been said.
Another fun thing that I found.
Whoa. It says, be the first video. You can do a video review. No, Tar. No, thanks. Oh, my God, there's loads of reviews, Will. Why is the best feature... Flavor.
What do you mean, flavor?
It says by feature, flavor 4.2, value for money 4.2.
God, this sounds grim, man. One of the comments was they were dirty when I opened them.
Oh,
the only downside I see to this is twice the skid marks.
Very good.
Someone's got these for Siamese twins. They liked them.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, people are just taking the piss, basically. I think,
fantastic. So you all enjoyed that, didn't you? The next one, which is completely ridiculous. Duck bill dog muzzles.
I don't even know. You just said words then.
Duck. So, like, these are...
words to me.
So, like, you know, like, muzzles for dogs?
Yeah.
Like that, but they've made them into duck beaks.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
That's kind of cute, actually.
You've just got a ferocious beast with a fucking duck thing on. I think that works quite well. Do you know what, though? The only problem with that is that it would make me want to pet it. And if it's trying to rip my face off...
There you go. There's the link. You can have a look at that.
Japan Trend Shop. Yeah. Fuck me. Oppo Dog Muzzle Quack Pee.
What?
Oh. That is
oh, man.
So
it's
cute.
So cute.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
Go down to like the third picture where there's like the three dogs with the
three of them.
It's
amazing.
Oh, Jesus.
I love it. But I love it. No, you know what? I'm on board with that. I don't give a fuck. So people, oh my god, the $38, bro.
That's a lot of money, that, for a bit of plastic, isn't it?
It is, when you could just fucking...
Dog stuff. You could just put... two Pringles together, couldn't you? Just strap two Pringles together around your dog's mouth.
Yeah, that'd work.
Okay, so I've just seen at the bottom, it says, customers who brought this product also brought shouting vase holds your anger. You just shout into a vase. Has anybody else got that?
Obviously, though.
No. I mean, obviously. So, the next invention I've found that's completely ridiculous. The invention is called Twinkle Tush.
Okay.
And it is jewellery designed to hide your cat's arsehole.
Very good. Why? Who's offended by a cat's arsehole to go through that?
I don't really like cat's arseholes, to be honest with you.
To be honest,
yeah, there's the link.
Not in a top five for me.
What, a cat's arsehole or a cat?
No, it's the Twinkle Tush.
Both. Twinkle Tush. Honestly, that name makes me
want to vomit. Cats. The only cats I actually like. Oh my god, they've just put a butt plug in it. How is that clipped on?
I think it's gone round the tail, John. I don't think it's a little butt plug they've just put in the
cat. Oh, mate, that looks like the end of a butt plug. Not that I would know what a butt plug looks like, apart from the bloody lovely videos. But, wow, whatever tickles your fancy or tickles your tootsie, I guess. Is that right? What is a tootsie? Because I have tootsie rolls in America. Hold on. No, forget that question. Right, I need to discuss something. I need to ask you, because it came into my head earlier. I went and saw Susie and saw this. She had this like gluten-free vegan fucking thing. And it got me to thinking... You know, all these vegans are buying, like, vegan-free product. I was looking at it, and I was like, do you reckon the glue on the bottle has got some sort of animal product on it that to make it stick on there? So my question is, let me rephrase the question, is vegan food also packaged in vegan packaging?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I would suspect so, yeah.
Because... imagine the savagery they would find out if they were not supporting the meat trade, but secretly they were like cutting up a fucking baby fowl and sticking it on a label.
Baby fowl?
A baby fowl, yeah.
Is that what you think they make glue out of, John?
I don't know. I don't know what the glue is.
Horses.
Yeah. Is that what glue is?
Well.
Yeah, there's a protein in glue that's made up out of ground up horse bones.
Oh my god, isn't a fowl a horse?
A foal.
A foal is. A fowl is a type of bird.
Yeah. That'll do. I'm fucking in there. That was pretty close, actually. That was a complete guess. Like it.
Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the answer to that is yes, probably. But we're not known for sure. I might do some investigation.
Yeah. No, I would suggest no, probably, but we don't know for sure. Mm. I can't imagine. You wouldn't have thought that a vegan company would put non-vegan products in its packaging, but you may be right.
Yeah.
But you know what vegans are like, man? They're so fucking anal with all this shit
that
they probably look at what goes into the packaging and stuff.
Well,
did I tell you the story about when Joe was vegetarian? And
yeah, he's vegetarian.
Well, he is. He was also. He did it as a challenge a while ago. And we were, I think we'd been to a festival perhaps, or we'd been somewhere together. And we jumped in a car on the way back and we'd stopped off at Burger King. And we both went up and ordered and sat down. And Joe just opened his packet and went, oh, shit. He'd ordered this like bacon double cheeseburger. He was like, oh, I'm vegetarian. What am I supposed to do? I looked at him like, well, go buy another burger. And he was like, nah, and just ate it.
Yeah, I think I remember him telling me, actually. He was vegetarian for a while, wasn't it? And then just forgot.
He was, yeah. Basically, he just forgot, yeah.
Mm. Now he's vegetarian again.
Okay, so those were the inventions that I had for you. So the next news story I have for you, this is the final one from me. So a man was fined nearly £500 for doing something in front of police officers in Austria. What do you think he was fined nearly £500 for?
Was he doing the complete dance to All the Single Ladies by Beyonce?
No, he was not, but that would have been incredible.
Ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, put your hands up, baby. Do you know what? On a just a quick side note, and I'm going to get boom roasted in the chat.
Mm.
I don't rate my Beyonce. I don't think she's very good. I don't like her music. And yeah, so that'll probably get me killed.
Mate, you get lynched for that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know.
But, if I'm honest with you, I've never been a particular fan either way of Beyonce. However, last weekend I did watch her full headlining set at Glastonbury, and she was very, very good. Really, very, very good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Let me rephrase it. She's got a good voice. I don't like her songs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it means it's just not your thing.
It's just not my thing.
It's not your thing.
Also,
it's not really my thing either.
Was it? What's his name? What were we saying? Austria.
Yeah.
Was he an Austrian gentleman?
Yeah.
Was he in the middle of trying to steal an ostrich from a kennel?
No.
Was he dressed up as Joseph Fritzl?
No.
Oh. Hang on, was it Joseph Fritzl? No. Maybe it was just Joseph Fritzl. Ian Watkins.
Yeah, I'd like to think that Joseph Fritzl wouldn't only get fined £500.
Just a tap on the wrist.
Okay, so...
Is he still alive?
A man...
Joseph Fritzl, I would imagine so, unless he got coronavirus!
So a man in Vienna has been fined nearly £500 for farting provocatively in front of police officers.
Oh, man. You can't get fined for just...
Honestly, mate, I've done some farts that deserve fines. Some fucking some heinous shit that deserve punishment.
Some absolute bum rot coming true.
Yeah, mate.
That's dirty.
So what... Does it say what the...
Yeah, is there a law?
You know, so it must have been a public offence if you got fined for it. So it must have been like...
disturb the peace.
yeah, something like that. It must have been like a public disorder offence. So it must be, disturbing the peace, or I suppose you.
Well, there's the article.
Get very, very low of fray.
Cast your eyes over that, Will. You're the reporter.
Fray. You can't get a fray for just having a little trump.
Well, you get it for fray. Very, very, very.
How close was he to him? Oh, hang on. They don't fuck about, do they? Yeah, to be fair, I feel like if I farted on any three of those, you'd probably get arrested. I quite like their O's with the double dots above.
So basically it doesn't say, but apparently that the police wrote on the Twitter page that the man had been sitting on a park bench before getting up, looking at them and letting go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent.
Oh, well, there's only one way. Hang on.
There we go. So it's offending public decency. The fine for. Wow. Which I can understand, I suppose. If it was full intent, then I can understand it.
It is outside in a ventilated area. Do you know what I mean? It's like spray painting. You don't do it indoors, do you, unless you've got the window open.
Zero tolerance, mate. Do you know what I mean? They don't fuck about... Hang on. So, in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic, he's just allowed to be sworn in out.
Well, I don't know what the rules are at the moment in Austria.
Yeah.
So they might be way more relaxed than we are.
Yeah. Well, that's everything that I've got today from me. So I think we should go into... it's Florida Man. We need to go Florida Man, don't we?
Oh shit! Let's get Mr. Florida Man up then.
Yeah, let's
what have dates a... are we doing? Should I just pick a random date?
Or... Yeah,
yeah. Flow Rider. We need to start checking them off.
Yeah, we do actually.
Have we done? Like we're going to know? I'm just going to do 1st of April because I feel like this should be a bang.
I did the 2nd of April.
And I'll do the 3rd of April then.
Well,
slimy Florida man who killed ex-wife. That's an awful headline.
Yeah,
that's horrible. He's maybe
quite up and bubbly. Oh my god!
What?
Florida man slices arm of man who denied him use of squeegee. You know what squeegee is?
I know what squeegee is. Squeegee is what you clean your bathroom and your windows with.
Is it like a squirty thing?
No, squeegee is those, you know, those...
window cleaner uses...
Oh, it's one of them!
Yeah, like long brooms with rubber bits on the bottom that you can either use on windows or to push water around on floors and stuff. They use them in swimming pools.
A witness saw the victim jump into a pickup shouting, "I'll kill you, I'll kill everybody."
That's nice.
That's a nice bloke.
He sounds like an absolute legend.
So a Florida man uses vacuum to decapitate man.
What?
A murder
How can you decapitate? How hard do you have to hit someone with a fucking vacuum?
Well, yeah. Listen to this. So a murder suspect is accused of beating a man so violently with a vacuum cleaner that he severed the victim's head, leaving him beaten beyond recognition.
My
according
God.
To Kiss Me.
Wait, I bet he was using a shark hoover. Good one. Because, you know, like, it's got teeth in it.
Blimey. The victim's blood, brain matter and bone fragments were sprayed across the area and onto nearby vehicles, according to the expert.
Oh, my God. So August 7th, don't ask me why I picked August 7th, Florida man said he smoked THC because Jesus was returning.
Well, you might as well celebrate, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
Ladder, man, it's time to go. Okay, so I don't really want to read out my one. A Florida man downloaded child porn as a boredom killer.
Oh.
Deputies say, and to be fair, if you look at the guy, he does look like a bit of a fiddler. Florida man who was caught downloading thousands of images that contained either child pornography or child rocker said he viewed the graphic content as a boredom killer, even though he knew it was wrong. Well, that would make you a complete thickwit, my son.
I actually listened to a court case a couple of weeks back about a guy that had downloaded and had possession of a paedophile manual. Someone had created a booklet that explained to him exactly how to be a successful paedophile.
Oh, man.
That successful then, was it?
Well, exactly. Ironically, it's supposed to tell him how not to get caught, but he evidently wasn't massively successful. But it does lead me to a question. If you guys could own a manual or get a manual that would tell you to do anything in the world perfectly, would the manual be?
If it was a manual for something, anything I wanted.
Anything you wanted.
Yeah.
But it looks like
mine would be. Mine would be a manual on how to fucking hit bang on £20 every time I go to the fuel station, mate. What mine would be. £20 one pence shit pisses me off.
Oh, mate, I rate that so much.
I've seen people that've got it down there, man. They're like just holding it, and they can be talking to someone, and then they're just bang £20. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah, mate.
And you'd want a manual. Yeah, a manual, anything in the world, and that would be...
That would be my manual.
My manual would be... So many
manuals.
How to talk to animals, like, and understand them. That would be the manual.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. What about you, Will?
I would want the manual of how to cook the perfect chicken jalfrezi.
Yeah,
to be fair, anything all food related, you could be like, I have the best recipe in the world, and no one else would have that recipe.
Or the manual to make many more manuals that let you make manuals.
The manual that teaches you how to make manuals of everything else.
There's always one guy in there. If I had three wishes, I'd wish for three more wishes.
Well, no, if I have three wishes, the first wish would be to have infinity wishes, and then I'd just keep going on. Although I feel like
always that guy in there.
You'd get very lazy very quickly, because you'd be like, oh, I wish I had a cup of tea, bang. Oh, I wish I had a Pop-Tart, bang. Oh, I wish I had a fucking blowjob. Oh, do you know what I mean?
I wish I could have a dinosaur as a pet, and you'd be like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like, no. That might be it, though. You might reintroduce Jurassic Park by accident, and that T-Rex might kill you before you unwish it.
In seriousness, though, if you could have three wishes, what would they be?
Fucking hell. Do you know what? I would wish for... One of them would actually be an everlasting cup of tea that was the perfect temperature, perfect sweetness, perfect everything, and just took there on the side. Just, it would never get dusty. It'd always be fresh, always perfect temperature.
Yeah.
And the other one would be...
I respect that a lot.
That's a good wish. That is a good wish.
I'd get rid of all mental diseases, like mental health issues, and actually just all disease, anything like that kills you. Well, fuck all that off. For everyone. For everyone, that is. And then I'd wish to be humble with what I had, I think. Because you don't really need
more. Like the first one I respect. The other two are boring as fuck. Right. What? And I expected better from you, John. But my first one would be that at the snap of the fingers, I could create any food without having to cook.
Okay, yeah, that's...
That would 100% be my first one. 100%. My second wish would be for every person that has far right-wing views, every time they think about those far right-wing views, they just become a little bit more degenerated. So they just get a little bit more retarded.
So they just turn up to be Donald Trump or a vegetable.
Yeah, but increasingly so they actually can't do anything because people with those views deserve to
think
be punished.
About what they've done.
Think about what they've done.
Shit. I'm not a communist, I promise. Am I
beauty?
Do you know what my third one would be? My third one would be to eternally control my body temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
My body temperature is always fucking all over the place. Like right now, I've got my window wide open. It's throwing it down with rain, and I'm fucking piping hot. And I can never control it. Like especially when I go to bed, I'm always all over the place. I wish I literally had a thermostat on the side of my fucking bonce that I could just make sure that I'm always the right temperature. That's what I'd wish for. A internal thermostat that I could rotate on the side of my bonce.
Could you, like, it wouldn't kill you at whatever temperature you put it up to. So you could put it up to 1,000 degrees and just stick your finger in hot water.
Yeah, mate.
And you'd just heat the hot water.
Yeah, that's a... Do you know what? That's a cool superhero.
Yeah, it is actually.
Okay, so my three wishes.
Yeah.
The first one would have to be any language in the universe. I would be able to, like, I would know it entirely. So read it, speak it, understand it, every single language. Didn't matter what it was, extraterrestrial, anything. So, like, I could walk into the hieroglyphs in the Egyptian pyramids and be like, I know exactly what that means.
I want to change my wishes. I've thought of so many better ones now.
That would be my first one. The second one would have to be that I could willingly sprout massive, like, angel wings so I could fly.
Why didn't I wish to fly?
And I would be revered as a deity for having a angel.
Deity?
No. No.
Fucking deity?
A god. No, I wouldn't. Oh. No.
It fucking sounds like a type of breed of dog, man. What, which is God spelled backwards. Dun, dun, dun.
You're literally using Neil's logic from In Between Us. And then the last one. What would the last one be?
Would it be freedom?
Freedom! Freedom. What about the instant ability to...
up his wish. freedom!
Oh man, I wish someone had given me a sock so I could leave here.
Or maybe like every instrument would just be another one. Instrument, pick it up, play anything I wanted.
Yeah, and like and music that you could create as well. Cause do you know, I'm one of them people. Yeah,
like
that...
my hand farting music.
I can't believe I'm on a podcast that has fucking fart noises in it, son.
That's going to be intro to John's Fear of Everything from now on.
Yeah. Instead of... You'd be like, God damn. That's that fucking geezer letting one fly in Austria, mate. That is. All right.
Brilliant. Well, there we are. So that was a Florida man, which segued quite a bit. I don't know how we got onto Three Wishes, but there we are. But
I think it's we are the three segues.
Yeah, and now I think it's time for...
Could you imagine if when Jesus was finally birthed in Jerusalem, they had three wise men and three men on a Segway?
That would be my type
of Bible story.
When they rewrite it in about 2,000 years, it will be that. It'll be like, John came through on the fucking hoverboard, Will was there holding some frankincense and some myrrh.
Brilliant. Right, well, I think it's on that note, I think it's now time for John's Theory of Everything.
John's Theory of Everything.
Yes, well, I have got some interesting facts for you today. Did you know in March 2015, Ireland accidentally legalized ecstasy, ketamine, and magic mushrooms for one day?
Was this realised immediately at the time, or was this something that they looked back on and went, oh, fuck, we repealed this law for a day that we didn't realise we did?
I think I looked it up, and I think what happened was, if you couldn't, it was like, I don't think they realised they'd done it, but there was a day where it wasn't like, it wasn't like common knowledge, like out in the news. Like, you can do this for a day. It was like they accidentally fucked something up, and but imagine that.
That would be so fascinating, kind of on a boring level, but because I bet there'll be tens, if not hundreds of people who were caught possessing / taking illegal drugs, and they'll be able to get away with it in court now, because on that day it was illegal.
Legal, yeah.
It would be very interesting to see how those things would, because you'd just be like, officer, look, mate, do you want a pill?
I would love there to be like a purge day, but instead of like it being the purge, just that all drugs were legal,
just to see what would happen, just to see the state on the streets. Be hilarious.
I wonder, it would be interesting to see how many people who wouldn't do anything like that only because it is illegal would actually do it.
I would imagine that quite a vast majority of people don't do drugs not just because it's illegal, but also because of health issues and all that sort of stuff. But because if it was the case, I doubt that I would do, I doubt that my life would change at all, basically.
Yeah.
But there are certain people that I would expect them to absolutely give it a go.
Long out for the day.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll ask Boris next time I see him.
Yeah, go
right. Did you know, yeah, and this will bring me to a question. Titanic survivors were charged $1 per word to send telegrams from their lifeboats. One man used his last dollar to send the word safe to his mother. So what would your last words be? They were survivors. Yeah. But obviously they didn't know that at the time because you could have still froze your ass off on the fucking lifeboat. So what would you
how did that work? Sorry, I've got to just ask how lifeboat, yeah. How were they expected to
I have no idea, mate. I was very confused by it myself.
I presume it's not the lifeboats. I presume it's the boats that picked people up from the lifeboats.
Yeah.
That would have had the ability to
So it wasn't the lifeboats they escaped from, it was the lifeboats.
So how much money do we have?
Well, I don't know. A dollar's quite a lot back then, isn't it? That's quite a lot of money back then, a dollar.
So you want me to say, if I had a single word?
Not a single word. Say, like, four words.
So $4.
So you've got, like, yeah. Up to $5 you've got.
So I would say, so $5. So I would send the word safe, comma, Boris Johnson is cunt.
That's more, but okay.
That's five.
No, you put safe, comma. How are they going to do a comma?
Comma's the same word as
I would. I would send safe, but hungry, comma, cold. Wet.
yeah. Safe, but really fucking cold.
Yep. Fucked it.
A bit nippy.
Yep. We fuck. Yes. Okay. I've got one on my phone. Which one have I put on here? Oh yeah, just for your knowledge, the pH balance of a healthy vagina is around 4, which is the same pH as wine, tomatoes, and beer. So that explains a lot to me. Men like beer. Men like pussy. What's up?
Well, that's why women are supposed to use sensitive shower gels and shampoos and
deodorants,
stuff.
And
deodorants and shit. Cause,
it upset the pH balance?
Because they don't know to upset the pH balance.
I think that's how thrush is caused, actually. Is it upsetting pH?
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Okay, fine. I don't know really what you want me to say about that, to be honest with you, John.
Just me telling you. A grocery store once closed down so Michael Jackson could fulfill his dream of going to a supermarket and shopping. He wanted to experience what it was like to, in commas, or quotes, or whatever the fuck they are, put things in a basket. They filled the store with friends pretending to be strangers shopping as well. So,
how that famous that he never did his own shopping?
Mate,
he couldn't go anywhere, mate.
If you saw my
mobs,
imagine how fucked that would be.
It must be a curse.
For him to put something back in the basket after he's clearly taken everything out the closet.
Oh dear.
I kind of respect it because I can imagine being a very, very famous person. Like, Michael Jackson was absolute pinnacle of fame. Arguably one of the most famous people.
Probably the most
ever. Especially in that period of time. Mm. And, you know, it must just be nice to be able to be normal and just, you know, go to the supermarket. I think I'd miss that. I think I'd miss going to the shop.
Because I don't think you could just pop down to Co-op if you were that well known. I don't think you could, go to a theme park or down the pub with your friends. Like, do you know what I mean?
You definitely wouldn't be able to. Well, that's what I'm saying. If he had to hire a store and then empty it and then get own friends in there that he knew, so they weren't even proper strangers, just to try and feel normal, that's a pretty fucked up world that he was living in.
I wonder what the invite would have been like for that.
There's a lot of downsides.
You're friends with Michael Jackson. Would you just come into the shop and just pretend like you're shopping whilst Michael experiences what it's like to do his shopping?
But he was surrounded by yes men, mate, so a lot of people would have been like,
well, yeah, of course. I mean, you'd be a yes man if you were being paid.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. So I actually did do a theory of everything this week and I completely forgot about it. So the conspiracy is the Canadian government was so paranoid about homosexuality that it developed a gaydar machine. Right. This is true.
This can't.
No, it's real. Trust me, because I looked it up. It really happened in the 1960s. The government hired a university professor to develop a way to detect homosexuality in federal employees. He came up with a machine that measured pupil dilation in response to same-sex erotic imagery. The Canadian government used it to exclude or fire more than 400 men from civil service, the military, and the mountaineers. Fortunately, things have changed a lot since those days. But how fucked up is that? So that is gender, what do you call it?
Prejudice?
That's not gender-thing. That's just homophobia.
Yeah,
that's the word. I got there in the end. Fuck me.
It is, but it's quite interesting to bring that into the modern day, because the amount of information that massive companies have, like Facebook, on us, in theory, there are algorithms that can predict if someone's gay or not, depending on who they speak to, the ages of people they speak to, the gender of people they speak to regularly on Facebook. So actually, weirdly enough, Facebook can probably tell if someone's gay just from their activity on Facebook.
So imagine this then. Imagine if the timeline was the same, but the technology advances was different.
Yeah.
Technology advances were different. So, like, we had Facebook in the 1960s.
Yeah.
And homophobia was still a big thing. Mm. Oh, my. Imagine how many. There'd be fucking outcry, mate, because there'd be thousands and thousands and millions.
Yeah, well, but in theory.
Getting fired for their jobs.
In theory, you wouldn't. Those two things. I know you're talking hypothetically, but in theory, those two things wouldn't be able to exist at the same time, because people wouldn't invest as much time and as much information online if they knew it was going to get them arrested
I suppose. And
especially in those sort of times when governments had much more control over things like the media and technology and that sort of stuff. Because it was before a lot of privatization of media companies. Mm. So it would be like China, where China basically have their own Facebook that they run. You can't access any other social media. Nice. And so people have to be really super careful about what they post on that on the Chinese social media, because who knows who's looking at it and whether you could be arrested or deported or whatever.
Especially now they got that new Hong Kong, like people in Hong Kong, they got that... I don't know, I read something about, because they were like a separate sort of, they had their own law, didn't they?
Their own by the British, and then they couldn't,
Chinese couldn't come over and arrest them if they were in Hong Kong for a crime that they did in, what, China or something?
Yeah, because it was technically, sorry, carry on, Will.
I was just going to say, it's really, really super complicated, because I tried to explain it to someone yesterday and found it very, very difficult, because China is formerly a sovereignty of the UK. However, it's now Hong Kong is now partially controlled legally by China, and so there's new rules been brought in, which the Chinese government have kind of sneaked in through the pretenses of coronavirus or in the shade of coronavirus.
Hasn't been the news sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's that basically I think that they can now, without permission, enter Hong Kong to arrest someone that has committed a crime in China, but. Yeah. The problem with that is that there are a lot of Chinese activists in Hong Kong that are against the current Chinese regime. And so diplomatic immunity would travel to Hong Kong to be safe.
Yeah.
And now Chinese authorities can walk into Hong Kong and arrest those people, which is why there have been such massive protests.
Mm.
And kind of ironically, the UK has now said to 3 million people that they'll be able to, 3 million people from Hong Kong, they can come over to the UK and gain citizenship. Yeah. So after batting away, you know, thousands, supposedly in inverted immigrants, commas, you know, underskilled, undereducated immigrants, they're now, granted, people from Hong Kong have got probably a very high rate of education and high rate of intelligence and skills, but all the same, it's a bit, you know, all of Brexit came in to prevent, you know, tens of thousands of people coming in, and now we're offering 3 million people citizenship.
Sound. Can't get over here, though, can they, at the minute? Like, we want to help you, but we'll just give it a couple more months, wait for your virus to go, and then you can get on plane, and then we'll be up.
I don't think we should be opening up yet. Look what happened to Jurassic Park. That was opened up way too early, wasn't it?
Way too early, fully aware of the situation.
Exactly. Because there is now a list that's been released today, which is all of the countries that we'll be able to fly from without quarantining.
Yes,
I wonder. I would very much doubt that Hong Kong's on that list, but I will try and look at it.
Not on that list. I can tell you that for a fact. France and
Hong Kong's on the list.
What?
Yeah. So I'm trying to.
Maybe they put that in there because they knew.
Yeah, probably.
On the list.
The list is Antigua, Barbuda, Aruba, Australia, Austria, Bahamas, Barbados, Belgium, Bonaire, St. Eustace and Saber, Croatia, Curaçao, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Dominica, Faroe Islands, Fiji, Finland, France, French Polynesia, Germany, Greece, Greenland, Grenada, Guadeloupe, Hong Kong, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Jamaica, Japan, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Macau, Malta, Mauritius, Monaco, Netherlands, New Caledonia, New Zealand, Norway, Poland, Reunion, San Marino, Serbia, Seychelles, South Korea, Spain, St. Bartholomew, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Pierre and Miquelon, Switzerland, Taiwan, Trinidad and Tobago, Turkey, Vatican City, and Vietnam.
Just Vatican City, not Italy, Vatican City.
Yes.
It's not even an airport in the Vatican City.
It is its own country, I know, but...
Yeah, Italy were in there as well, so...
Oh, they were, I was going to say. Cool, that was a nice wrap. So, to answer my question, no, New York isn't in there. But, can I just add something? That only means that they can come to us, right, without... Or we can come back from there without quarantine.
Yeah.
But they also have to agree that we're allowed in their countries, right?
So I think that there has been mutual agreements.
It's a bit like trade deals. They've kind of said, right, we'll allow people to come back and forth.
However, not all of them have ended restrictions for UK tourists when they arrive there.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, cool. Love it.
Sweet.
So, that's from the 10th of July.
Love it.
Which is next week, right? It's 4th. 3rd today, sorry.
3rd, so yeah, week today. Next Friday.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. It might mean I'll be able to go away in October.